In the beginning of the Shishi Aliyah, we confront the well-known psukim of Vayihi ben Tsoa Haron and Uvanucha Yomar. And of course, these are well-known to us, but not only because they're familiar from our davening where we use these psukim, but it's particularly famous because these two psukim are bracketed by upside-down and inverted nuns that actually, by our tradition, are written in the Torah scroll itself, in the Sefer Torah itself, before Vayihi ben Tsoa Haron, we have an upside-down inverted nun, and at the conclusion of the pasuk of Vanucha Yomar, we have a second upside-down and inverted nun. And of course, this is obviously bizarre and atypical for the way we would write a Torah. What's going on here? Why would we have these upside-down inverted nuns somehow bracketing these two psukim? So the Gemara itself asks this question in Masechta Shabbos, and the Gemara there says, according to one, which seems to be the primary answer, that the upside down and inverted nuns are there because, in fact, they are separating these psukim, they're bracketing them, because these two psukim actually don't really belong in Parshas Baaloscha, they belong somewhere else. Where do they belong? So the Mefarshim explain what's being referred to is the fact that since these psukim are describing the travel of the Aron, they really belong back in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, where we learned about the travel of the Jewish people throughout the desert, the way they were encamped in four sets of three tribes each, surrounding the Mishkan, surrounding the Aron, and every time they would break down the Aron, the Mishkan, they would carry that, but they would have the Aron itself staying in the middle of the tribes, and then they would travel. So if that's the psukim in the beginning of Bamidbar, which describe how the Jewish people traveled in their encampments in the desert, so then these psukim that describe how the Aron itself traveled obviously belong thematically back in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. So why was it taken from Bamidbar and placed here at the Shishi Aliyah in Parshas Baaloscha? Says the Gemara, because it had to separate from what comes before and what comes afterwards. Because in fact, says the Gemara, here we have two consecutive stories where the Jewish people misbehaved and they deserved punishment. And therefore, to be lahavdil ben paronos l'paronos, to separate these two very bad things that the Jewish people did where they deserved punishment, as it were, to give us a certain kind of breath, a little breathing space. Otherwise, it would be too depressing, too deflating, too upsetting to hear about the Jewish people sinning time after time, consecutively getting punished. It could be deflating and depressing and give us a lack of appreciation for the Jewish people. We would look down on them, be upset at them, be upset about it. So therefore, to create some space in between these two bad stories, the bracketed nuns come and these psukim are placed in order to separate between the two otherwise depressing and bad stories. Of course, this begs the question, what are the two consecutive bad stories that these section of psukim are coming to separate between? The Gemara itself asks that question. And the Gemara, interestingly, starts off with what come afterwards. What's the bad thing that happens after Vayihi ben Tsoa Haron? So says the Gemara, the very next psukim in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph described the fact that the Jewish people were complaining. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, Vahia am ki mason anim, they complained about the rigors of travel and Hashem punished them with a fire that broke out and killed some of the people. Then the Gemara says, well, what was the first bad thing? What was the first peronos that we needed to have before Vayihi ben Tsoa Haron? Says the Gemara, the pasuk earlier in Perek Yud, Vayisu mehar Hashem, that the Jewish people left Har Sinai, and they went on a journey of Derech Shloshes Yamim for 3 days. But this is not at all obvious what they did wrong. What was wrong about leaving Har Sinai for a 3-day journey? So there are different interpretations, but the most well-known is the one that Tosos and other Rishonim quote from the Medrash Ilam Deinu, that they left Har Sinai kitinok haboreach mi beis ha-sefer, which perhaps on a simple level seems to imply that it's like a kid who's cutting or playing hooky from school, just like a kid runs away from school and maybe isn't in school, leaves school when he's supposed to be there. He's not where he's supposed to be. So too, the Jewish people were, so to speak, leaving the school when they wouldn't. Maybe they weren't supposed to leave Har Sinai, but kitinok haboreach mi beis ha-sefer, they run away, they played hooky, they cut school like a kid might in high school. That's the Gemara with the interpretation of Tosfos. The author of Slabodka, in his collected essays, the Or HaTzafun, says, I don't understand. What was so bad about leaving Har Sinai? After all, as the Torah itself tells us in numerous psukim, such as in Perek Tes, Yud Zayin, Perek Yud, Lamed Aled, the Jewish people throughout their 40 years in the desert only traveled when they were commanded to do so. And they stopped traveling when they were commanded to do so. When they needed to travel, the cloud would move. When they were supposed to stop, the cloud would stop. So everything they did was Al Pi Tzivoy Hashem. So if they left Har Sinai when they did, it must be because they were commanded to. Moreover, the very pasuk that the Gemara quotes that was the problem that they left Har Sinai, on that pasuk where it says they went on a 3-day journey, Rashi quotes from Chazal that they actually only traveled for 1 day, but miraculously in 1 day they covered the amount of ground that naturally would take 3 days to travel. And why was there a miracle allowing them to cover so much ground? Remember, this was before the sin of the spies. They were supposed to go into Israel, and Hashem was in a rush. Hashem was excited. He wanted to get them out of the desert and into the Holy Land, into the promised land of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if it seemed like they were running and rushing, it's because Hashem was rushing them. Hashem was miraculously helping them cover ground fast. past. So again, says the Alter of Slobodka, what did the Jewish people do wrong? They only left because they were commanded to leave, and if they were running, it's because Hashem had them run because they were covering tremendous ground to get close to Eretz Yisrael. What is going on? What was so bad that they did that needed these upside down nuns and vahib and suaron to separate between bad and bad? What was the bad thing they did at all in this case? Says the Alter of Slobodka, we see here something clear and profound and poignant that we need to take to heart. It wasn't the action that was the problem. It was their attitude. Even though apparently they were commanded and they had to leave at that time, they should have done so with tremendous pain, regret, and lament. Oh, Nebuch, we have to leave this place, Har Sinai, which was so meaningful and so positive and such a source of happiness. After all, this is where we got the Torah. This is where our lives were forever transformed for the good. If we have to leave, and we do because Hashem is telling us to, but oh, with a certain lament, a pang, a regret, you know, sometimes you have to go back to work after a vacation, so you have to go back, but you feel bad about leaving where you're leaving. Well, Allah has come of a kama, says the Alter of Slobodka. If you have to leave Har Sinai, this place that was so good to you and gave you such a tremendous bracha and happiness and it transformed your life for the better, the greatest thing that could ever happen to you, if you have to leave, you have to leave, but it should have been with an attitude of, oh, Nebuch, we have to leave. And yet, the Jewish people didn't do that, but rather, Ketina, Kaber, Habareach, Mebeis HaSefer. It wasn't so much that they cut school when they were supposed to be in school, but when they left school, whether it was for summer vacation or whatever, they did so with an excitement. Yes, we're leaving. And that was the attitude. Not the action, but the attitude. That was the problem, and that was the mistake. Says the Alter of Slobodka, this is something that is very, very important. Even if they were traveling with their feet, he says, but their mind and their heart should have stayed, as it were, at Har Sinai. And that is an incredibly important lesson for us all to learn. Says the Alter of Slobodka, we might have thought, even if we accept this as the interpretation, we might have thought, well, okay, maybe you're right. They should have had a better attitude. They should have regretted leaving Sinai. They should have missed it. But maybe that's a chet dak. Maybe that's a small and subtle sin. Says the Alter of Slobodka, no. We see from this that this is actually a profound sin. After all, this is so bad, it's referred to as a peronus, which requires two psukim, vahibin saron, vnucha yomar, upside down inverted nuns to separate, because attitude is everything. It's not just our actions, but our attitude have to be in line with the proper actions, or else it's considered a terrible, terrible avera. What an important and valuable lesson for us all to consider, and hopefully take to heart. Not only doing the right thing, but doing it with the right attitude.